We enter the Word of God on this 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm dressed in green, as the church is vested in green, symbolic that this is a time for us to grow in faith. And so as we enter the Word of God and we hear Jeremiah being very hard-pressed that his life is in danger, literally, as a prophet of God, and there are people hunting him to kill him, and they're plotting to destroy him. And Jeremiah, in that moment, is a person of faith and a person of trust. So he trusts in God, and he trusts that God will protect him, watch over him, guide him, lead him to speak his word. Now for us, as we begin the Mass with masks on, it really brings home to us that moment of Jeremiah when he was concerned about his own life. And Jeremiah took that step of faith, that special step of trust and hope in God. And then in the second reading, we hear St. Paul's letter to the Romans, and we hear the declaration that through one man, sin entered into the world. That's Adam. But through one man, forgiveness, healing, and peace entered the world. And that's Jesus. But even more, that while it looks like sin is conquering the world, and all you have to do is turn the news on, by the way, that's what it looks like. In reality, what has really taken place is Jesus has overcome even death. Wow. And so that's where we are in faith as a people in this moment, in this cathedral. We enter the Gospel of St. Matthew, and we hear Jesus say to us, "Fear no one." Wow! Fear no one. In fact, know that God knows us so well that he's counted every hair on our heads. Wow! God knows us that personally. God loves us that personally. And he goes on to say that we are worth even more than the sparrows in the sky. That God knows us that well, and God considers us that special, that he loves us really into being, and he loves us as he guides us in life. It's a particular family I'm familiar with and close to, and they are practicing Catholics. However, what had happened in their lives is they weren't necessarily spending a lot of time together. And so what eventually happened is their teenage son got into some stuff online, which was really not good. And it got to a point where he didn't know what love really meant anymore because of what he was into. And it also got into it that the daughter had found herself really just lost. It's the only way I can say it. Just lost. The youngest son, of course, was pretty much on all the games that you play. And so the question became, what do we do as a family? What do we do as a family? And they decided to pray together and really begin to pray together regularly. But they also decided to do an exercise in the Word of God called Lectio Divina, which is basically the divine word, and basically reading like this scripture and listening for what God is speaking to us very specifically. What phrase or word touches us? And I know today the word for me was that God knows me so well, he knows every hair on my head. That's what hit me. But for that family, it really became a moment of faith to begin to share. So as they began to share, all of this stuff started bubbling up. And so the parents were then able to minister to their kids and to help their kids move through the stuff that they were dealing with. It became a moment of great healing. And then as they did Lectio Divina continued, and they'd read the scripture then for the meaning for them, that's when it really hit them. And they shared the meaning individually, even down to the littlest one. And they found that even in that moment, it was God speaking to them, God loving them, God calling them to trust in God. God calling them to trust in the Word. God calling them to really experience the Word of God. Scripture tells us, anyone who acknowledges Jesus Christ, Jesus will acknowledge before the Father. So that's part of the question. As a family, are we acknowledging Jesus Christ as a family? That means being a people of prayer and being a people of the Word of God. Are we acknowledging Him? And even if we are single and living at home, single, it's a time to pray. It's a time to share the Word of God, even with our family, maybe wherever they are in the world. It's a time to let them know we love Jesus Christ, and we trust Jesus Christ, and we're with Jesus Christ, and He is with us very personally. Like Jeremiah, we entrust our lives to God. And in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, we hear clearly that Jesus is the answer, and He's the answer to the sin that took place in the beginning of history with Adam and Eve, and He has conquered even death. And so we are to fear no one and nothing in the end, because Jesus is with us, and He loves us. And more importantly, He shows us that God the Father has counted even the hairs on our head. That's how personally He loves us. So during this Eucharist, let's pray for that kind of trust, that kind of hope, and that kind of love in our lives.